The International Monetary Fund has forecast that the ongoing trade war between China and the United States might have damaging impact on the world economy. IMF's chief economist Maurice Obstfeld says that the trade war could make the world, quote, a poorer and more dangerous place. Obstfeld says the complications between the two world powers would take its toll on households, businesses, and the wider economy. Tensions have increased between the U.S. and China in recent months, with the two sides imposing several rounds of tit-for-tat tariffs on each other's imports. Back in September, U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports came into effect. In a most recent retaliatory measure, Beijing announced new tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, including liquefied natural gas. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by author and professor of political economy, Mr. Jack Rasmus. Thanks so much for being with us. What's your take on what the IMF is saying and forecasting?
Well, the IMF is exactly correct. If you look at what's already happening, the tariffs are slowing down the Chinese economy. And it means that prices on U.S. goods are going up while the interest rates are going up. So the U.S. economy, which is 25% of the global economy, will soon start slowing next year. China is already slowing down economically, which means it'll buy fewer goods from Europe. That's why Europe is concerned. And as the Chinese economy slows down, its currency will devalue further, and that will accelerate the devaluation of currencies and recessions in Latin America and elsewhere in emerging markets. So it's an effect on many fronts. The trade war, now it's becoming real. Of course, it's only a trade war with China. It's pretty clear with the NAFTA agreement with Canada and Mexico that that was a phony trade war, as was South Korea and other places. That was only a cover. The real objective is a trade war with China, mm-hmm. and I think you're going to see that intensify after the midterm elections in the U.S., because the defense intelligence industry in the U.S. is now really driving U.S. trade policy. They have the ear of Trump, Navarro, and Bolton, and others. And what they really want to do is stop China's technology development. Mm-hmm. So China is not going to bow to that. So we can expect a tougher trade war after the election. And we're already seeing signs of the U.S. Claiming that China has embedded chips in super micro servers, and therefore mm-hmm. is getting into all the businesses in the United States, and that's a false flag kind of a charge. There's no evidence of that whatsoever, and Apple and Google and others are denying it emphatically. But that's the kind of offensive you see when mm-hmm. They're ramping up a trade war.
So, what does the United States actually get out of this trade war? Because, of course, Donald Trump is saying he wants to make America first. So does the United States benefit from this or not? And if so, how?
Well, Donald Trump thinks he's benefiting from it because he's appealing to his America First economic nationalist appeal and therefore his domestic political base. You know, a lot of this trade war has to do with domestic politics and Trump mobilizing his base in to try to ensure he maintains control of Congress and elections coming up, and also as a way of rallying his political base around him in case there's an indictment by the Mueller investigation. So domestic U.S. politics have a lot to do with this as far as Trump is concerned. There is also a wing of U.S. business that benefits from this, but there's a lot of U.S. business that is not happy with this either. So they, of course, aren't in the driver's seat. Trump is following his Pentagon defense industry, intelligence industry. They have his ear now, and he's definitely in their camp. And what they want to do is slow down these next generation technologies, 5G, artificial intelligence, and so forth, which have great military consequences a decade from now. Mm-hmm. So you can't separate out international politics from this either.
Thanks so much for being with us out of San Francisco, Jack Rasmus, author and professor of political economy.